The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara at the very top, actually beginning on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis, the Gemara says, "Behemshach to the sugya of Nat Bar Nat." The Gemara talks about a tsunoin, a radish, which was cut with a fleshing a knife. So the Gemara says that that radish you would not be allowed to eat with the kutach, which is a milchig food. And the Gemara says, "V'hani mili tsunoin." That's the afkut tsunoin, a radish. The agav churfei bala. Because since it's a sharp food, it absorbs tam from the knife. It's actually two pshatim in Rashi, if it really means it absorbs tam that's balua in the knife, or it just means that it absorbs the residue on the outside of the knife. Halacha, we're machmir, that even if the knife was clean, obviously the knife means if the knife is clean, there's no residue. But halacha, as I said, we're machmir, that even if it's a clean knife, we say that it, davacharif will absorb the tam that's balua in the knife. This concept of davar charif is something you find in many places throughout the sugis over here of the Sevaheter and in Yeredeya and Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim. A lot of different chumras that we have as far as davar charif. Just mention a few very briefly. One is Lagabi Nat Bar Nat, the sugya previously in Kuf Yud Aleph from the Beis, that is no heter of Nat Bar Nat by davar charif. Another, which is what the Gemara is saying over here. Another heter is as far as Eine Ben Yoymoy, that is heter of, if you cook, let's say, kosher food in a tray for pat, if the pat was not used for 24 hours with the tray for food, so we say that whatever tam is balur in the pat became nifkam because either overnight or by waiting 24 hours, the tam in the pat becomes nifkam, it gets an unpleasant flavor. Al Kaponim, it gives an unpleasant flavor to the food you're cooking now, so it does not aser. However, if it's a davar charif, if you're cooking now a kosher food which is charif, which is sharp, we say agav churfa machal yilei l'shvach. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that the charifas of the meichel will, the sharpness will kilu reconstitute the pleasant flavor of the previous food of the iser, and it gives taka a good flavor, not a bad flavor, and therefore would be awesome. Akoponim, that's the second nafkmin of davar charif. Lagabi the heter of Eini Ben Yoymoy, a pot which was not used within 24 hours. There are other chumras also, lagabi duchka de sakina, when you cut something with a knife. So we say duchka together with davar charif, even if it's cold, it will take out some flavor. Right? Normally, let's say you use a cold spoon, or let's say a cold knife, you use a cold knife, a cold fleshig knife, to cut a potato. Right? So the potato doesn't become fleshig because he did it cold. If it was hot, obviously it'll take out the flavor. But if it was a sharp food, let's say you're cutting an onion, so the onion, which is a sharp food, will take out the flavor from the knife together with the duchka, the sakina, with the pressure, the force of pushing the knife into the food, will take it out. There are certain chumras of duchka even without davar charif. Also, there is a chumra of davar charif, some machlekes in the paiskim, but there are those who are machmer by davar charif, even without duchka. For example, let's say you want to remove a pickle from a pickle jar. So obviously, if you would stick a knife or a fork into the pickle, so you would have duchka as well, it's sharp, and you're cutting it. A fork is also like cutting. You're poking it in, you're stabbing it. That also is considered cutting. So that would be the same thing like what we just said. So if it's a fleshig knife, you'd make the pickle fleshig, and possibly make everything else in the jar fleshig as well. But let's say you take the pickle out with a spoon. There's no cutting. You just scoop it out. Or another example, maybe more common, is you have a bottle of chrein, of horseradish, and you stick in a fleshig knife, a fleshig spoon to spoon it out, scoop it out. So here you have davar charif, the horseradish, the pickle is sharp, but there's no duchka, there's no cutting, you're just sticking it in. So it is a machlekes and l'chatchila, one should be machmer not to do it. You should use a parva spoon to remove your pickles and chrein from the jars. But the evidence would not answer, but al kaponim, that is another example of a chumra. There are other chumras as well, but as we see, davar charif changes a lot of dinim in Yeredeya. So let's just try to define, briefly, what is a davar charif? What is included in the category of davar charif? So, a couple of questions. First of all, the Gemara mentions tsunoin, a radish. So
number one, what kind of radish are we talking about? There are white radishes, black radishes, red radishes. What if it's not a very sharp radish? That's the first question. Number two, is radish dafka? Is it only a radish? What about other sharp foods? Like we mentioned before, onions, pickles. We'll soon see a whole list of sharp foods. Are they all included in davar charif, or is it only specifically radish? Actually, the Gemara of Hadazar that I mentioned before, it's on the Flamites, where the Gemara talks about davar charif regarding in a ben yoymai. The Gemara gives a different example of it. It does not talk about a radish. It talks about a chiltis. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but it's a very sharp food. And over there also we have the same question. Is it only chiltis, or is it other sharp foods as well? Another question we have is, what if the radish, or whatever meichel it is, what if it was cooked? Is that still considered a davar charif? Like, for example, we know that onions, if you eat a raw onion, it's very sharp flavor. People don't like eating raw onions, unless you eat it with another food. Just to bite into an onion is not very pleasant. Mashen kein, cooked onions is very pleasant. There's something called onion soup. It's basically soup that's just full of pieces of onion. And it tastes fine. It's not so sharp, because the cooking reduces the sharpness of the onion. Or fried onions also. When you fry it, it certainly takes away some sharpness. So is that still considered davar charif? So that's another question we need to define over here. So, lemaisa, we neman as far as the first question, which radishes? We neman that all radishes are included in davar charif. This is what the Daki Tshuva, in the beginning of Simon Tzadik Vav, paskins. The Aruch HaShulchan over there says not like that. In Sif Yud Gimel, he says, he brings a shita that only black radishes are davar charif, not white ones. He doesn't mention red ones, but presumably red is like white. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, in case of a hefsid, he could be Simich on this Shita. But as we said, the Daki Tshuva Pasuk is not like that, and I think that is Ungenum, and that is the way we name on the Halacha, that all radishes, including the ones which are common by us, the red ones, are considered Charif, even though they're not nearly as sharp as these black ones seem to be. Now, what about other foods? So there is certainly a Shaila in the Paiskim, about foods which are other than radishes, if they're considered Charif. Lamaisa, we do name on the Halacha, as we'll soon see. Pais can talk about various different foods. You see that the halacha we do neman, at least in general, unless you have other extenuating circumstances, we neman that all sharp foods are included in davar charif. So let's go through some of the sharp foods that we have. So as we mentioned before, onions. Alright, so there is a discussion in Pesachei Tshuva, Tzadik Vav Sif Katan Gimel, about what he calls small onions, which maybe he's referring to scallions or some other kind of fancy variety of onions, whether that's a davar charif, but certainly the standard onions is a davar charif. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Tzadik Vav Sif Beis, mentions kreshin, which are leeks, that's also a davar charif. Horseradish is mentioned in the Ramoch, rain, over there in Tzadik Vav Beis. Zaysim, olives, are mentioned in the Mishavura, Taf Mem Zayin, Sifkan Peites, he talks about Zaysim. Lemons is mentioned in the Paiskim over there in Tzadik Vav Sif Dalet. Ne'esrig is mentioned in the Magen Avram, Taf Mem Zayin Lamed Gimel. Pickles, L'chayrat Pashat, that it's included, the Das Torah, the Masham, in Tzadik Vav Sif Beis, and that's if, brings a machlekes whether pickles are considered davar charif. L'maisa, like I said, I think we neman that pickles are davar charif. Maybe certain kinds of sweet pickles not, but the regular typical pickles that we have are certainly considered charif. Herring, it's a very salty food, is certainly considered davar charif. The shach and tzadik vav sif katan tazayin is mavur like that. Some say even the Daki Tshuva and tzadik vav samach hei brings a machlekes about shemen zayis, about olive oil. Charif is a little bit hard to hear that olive oil should be considered charif, even if the olives are sharp, but the olive oil, kimdumani, is not a sharp food, so I'm not sure why that should be considered charif. The Daki Tshuva and Tzadik Vav Sifkat Mem brings a machlekes about schnapps, where the schnapps is considered a davar charif, so I'm not sure how we paskin as far as that. Okay, that was the question about which foods. Now what about if it's cooked? If the food is cooked, like we mentioned, if onions are fried or things like that, it's very common, people have shilas when they're frying onions, if fleishigs, milchigs gets mixed up, parif, things, situations where it would make an afkamina, if it's charif or not. So there is a big nice saying in the Paiskim about this. The Pesachei Tshuva, Tzadik Vav Sifkat Dalet, Daki Tshuva over there in Sifkat Chaf and other places talks about this. We don't seem to have a very clear hachra on this. I think it somewhat depends on the other circumstances of the shaila. So we're not going to give a hachra about it, but it's certainly a tzad that comes up in a shaila. So if one ever has a shaila about onions in a soup or fried onions or something like that, it certainly should be mentioned to the Maror Hira that it was fried or cooked, and that may make a difference in being matter of the shaila. Let me just point out that the tzad that we're saying that cooked will be matter it or fried will be matter it, obviously that's only if the shaila began once it was cooked. But let's say if the shaila began as you put the fresh raw onions into the frying pan, at that point, right, let's say you cooked onions in a fleishiga frying pan. You fried onions in a fleishiga frying pan. So you say, oh, they're fried, so it's not a double charef, it's not going to take the time of the fleishigs. That's a mistake, because the second you put it in, it was still raw. Right away, at the beginning it was raw. At that point it wasn't cooked. At that point it's a real double charef. So it would pull out the time from the pan. So what's it going to help to say, oh yeah, but 5 minutes later it was cooked and it was still there. So what? That's like you cooked, that's like you had a shaila on a raw onion, and then you took it afterwards and you threw it into a pot to cook it. What does that help? You're not changing anything that already happened. So obviously this whole nice thing is only when the shaila only began, let's say you took fried onions, after they were fried, in a pan, and then you put them in a fleishiga keli, so now when it came in it was already fried, so now maybe it's not charif, so that would, like I said, that would be mentioned to the ma'ariro, and perhaps it would be matarit based on that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.